The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live on this Wednesday afternoon. Telephone number 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. Well, let's begin with some, what many people would consider good news. Other people would consider it terrible news. Donald Trump announced his re-election campaign yesterday in Orlando, Florida. It was at the, Amway Center. The Amway Center in Orlando. Seats about 20,000 people. It was packed to the rafters, absolutely packed out. And possibly 10 to 20,000 people who were unable to get in. Massive crowd. Some people had been there for 2 days, 48 hours waiting to get into the Amway Center to see the president last evening. It was typical Donald Trump. It was a raucous rally. I'm sure it pleased the supporters of Donald Trump and kicked off his re-election campaign officially. Now, the funniest thing of the evening was the coverage by CNN. Now, Fox News, as you would expect, covered it cover to cover. You know, bumper to bumper, they covered the entire thing, the entire rally. None of the other major networks covered it at all. Yeah, we wouldn't expect that either. And I meant to do this, and I forgot until just now. I would love to have gone back to see when Barack Obama announced his reelection campaign. And by the way, if I remember correctly, he did it here in Columbus. I think he did it here at Columbus. I think maybe it was at the Schott Center at Ohio State. So anyway, I think I'm correct. And from what I read, the arena was not full when he announced his reelection campaign. Now, does this assure reelection? Of course not. Of course not. It's not apples to apples. But I would be very interested to know how much coverage was given to his announcement of his reelection campaign by the major networks as compared to last night. Anyway, the funny thing last night, the president began speaking, and he gave, you know, the general introduction, welcome, and so forth. And then he began talking about the economy. He spent approximately 4 minutes on how good the economy is. And of course, he's taking credit for it, as you know, you would expect that. And then at about 6 minutes into the speech, and by the way, CNN is covering it live. They're covering it. CNN is covering it. And then all of a sudden, Donald Trump starts talking about the fake news. And he points to the CNN cameras and the CNN reporters in the back of the auditorium. And the crowd begins chanting, CNN blanks. It's not a terribly bad word. It's just something I choose not to use, so I'm not going to use it on the air. But CNN blank, CNN blank, and the crowd chants, chants, chants. And Donald Trump says, well, that is a lot of fake news back there. And he points to CNN. At that point, CNN cuts their coverage. They stop it. They cut it. And they didn't cover anymore. Now, number one, I think that's very funny. Should the crowd have been chanting? I don't know. We can debate that, or, you know, whether or not. But you would think that CNN, just to prove that they're not biased, they're not fake news, they're not the anti-Trump, you would think to prove that they would have continued covering the speech. Then today, they could have said, last night, Donald Trump called us fake news, but we want you to know we covered that entire rally. We were not intimidated. We did not run away. We were not offended because we're a news organization and we're above that. And so we covered the entire rally. And instead, when the crowd began chanting against CNN, CNN basically said, you're saying nasty things about us and we're not going to report anymore. We're cutting you off because you hurt our feelings. And by the way, that just plays into the hand of Donald Trump. Because, and the reason I say that, if you look at the ratings today as compared to when Donald Trump announced his candidacy, CNN has about half the audience. In other words, they have about half the influence that they used to have. And it's because they are so incredibly biased. Now, their major competitor is Fox. Is Fox biased? Yes, of course they are biased. They are pro-Trump. CNN is anti-Trump. But here's the difference. CNN doesn't cover anything else but Trump. That's it. It's about, you know, 24/7. Trump, Trump, Trump. We hate Trump. Trump lies. Trump steals. Trump misrepresents. Trump is going to destroy America. Trump is the enemy of America. Trump did this. Trump did that. Trump is bad, 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 bad. That's all you hear. Now, I haven't looked up CNN today because I just got my computer and I was really hustling to put stories together. And so I haven't saved all of the news sites yet that I had on my other computer. So I haven't looked at CNN, but I can almost guarantee you that on the front page, in fact, during the break, I'll pull up CNN and take a look. But I can almost guarantee you that the overwhelming majority of the top stories on the front page of CNN.com are anti-Trump. That's the way it is every day. Every day. Trump is bad. Trump is really bad. Trump is really, really, really bad. Trump is the worst every single day. No matter what's happening in the world, top stories, Trump is bad. So anyway, President Trump began his reelection campaign last night in Orlando to a raucous crowd. He urged supporters to hit the ballot box in 2020, took a lot of credit for the economy, and I think that is appropriate. Now, hey, the polls this early are meaningless. Do you remember where Trump was polling 18 months before the presidential election last time around? He was like at, what, 1%? He was in the bottom of the barrel. Nobody gave Trump a chance at this time in the game. Well, right now, Joe Biden is leading by anywhere from 10 to 20 points in most polls, including Fox. So from the polls, Donald Trump has an uphill battle, but again, if history is any indication, the polls this early are meaningless, absolutely meaningless. So anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, boy, I have a troubling article. An editorial in the Huffington Post about gay pride parades. Most of our local TV covered the gay pride parade here in Columbus in a very positive way. Really? Wait till you hear this article when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I mentioned on the program yesterday that most of our local TV stations took great pride in participating in the pride events over last weekend, including the Pride Parade. And I mentioned to you that that's strange, seeing that many of the things that were at the parade could not be telecast. They could not put it on the air. And not only could they not, they would not. They just think about this. They talk about how wonderful, what a wonderful event this is, the Gay Pride Parade, and so forth, how wonderful this is, and we want to support it. Why don't they telecast it? Why don't they broadcast it? You know, live. Oh, they would never do that. Never, 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 never. Why? Because of what's there. Listen to this. In the Huffington Post just recently, an author by the name of Brianna Sharp talked about her participation in their local Pride Parade. And someone asked her, well, what about the kinky things? You know, the kinky things. Her response? Well, that's good. And by the way, she said, and I quote, children can handle the kink. She said that pride parades are the way to teach children about sexuality. Now, I want you to listen to this. I'm not making this up. I am quoting. Quote, pride, from kink to nakedness, is an excellent opportunity for parents to do unbiased sex education. This writer in the Huffington Post is actually saying that people should take small children to the pride parades. She admits that there is a lot of kinkiness. There is even nakedness. But that's good for the kids because it's an opportunity for them to learn about sexuality. So would you take children to a strip joint? Evidently this lady would. Let me read this again. Pride, from kink to nakedness, is an excellent opportunity for parents to do unbiased sex education. The article featured executive directors of some pride events around the country. And one of those executive directors says, as an activist, I've always been acutely aware of what the parade and the festival are rooted in. And I've always passed that opportunity on to my children as a learning opportunity to expose your children even to nudity. Now, I would assume that if you were to ask the news people here in Columbus, television, radio, and even print, who are so excited about supporting the Gay Pride Parade. If you would get them alone and ask them, do you think little children should be exposed to nudity, nakedness? Can you imagine any of them who are mothers or fathers say, yeah, sure, why not? I think so. Can you imagine any of them, do you think that little children should be exposed to extreme forms of kinkiness, kinky sex? Can you imagine any of them saying, yeah, sure, why not? I think so. Of course they would not. But here's the bizarre thing. The parades are filled with that kind of stuff. Filled with it. But it's a secret. The news organizations know it's there. They see it's there. But it's, well, we don't talk about that because we have to be inclusive and we have to be diverse. And by the way, they are scared to death of the radical communities. They're petrified. They're absolutely petrified of ticking off the radical communities. And so they turn a deaf ear and a blind eye to the stuff that would offend. Hey, listen, I know we've gone downhill a long, long ways, but I'm almost positive that if the local TV networks would broadcast every aspect of the Gay Pride Parade, I would say 80% of the people in Central Ohio would be appalled and offended. But they don't know what's going on. And it's this dirty little secret that the media and politicians. The parade was filled with a bunch of liberal politicians from city council here in Columbus. It was filled with politicians. Isn't this wonderful? We're supporting diversity and inclusion. We are so wonderful because look at us. We support diversity. Do you support public lewdness and nakedness? Well, no. Really? Then why were you in the parade? Well, we want to support diversity and inclusion. It is the dirty, and I use that term intentionally, it is the dirty little secret that they don't want you to know what they really are supporting. The Huffington Post. Pride from kink to nakedness is an excellent opportunity for parents to do unbiased sex education. Really? All right, we'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.